Welcome to the first Geography GCSE podcast at the Appleton School for Year 11 students. Today we shall be looking at population issues, in particular MEDCs and LEDCs and their particular population issue. We'll start with MEDCs. The problem here is of an ageing population. The life expectancy in MEDCs is getting increasingly longer. This is because of better healthcare, vaccines, surgery and medicines. At the same time, the economically active population is actually declining, and this is putting an increasing strain on the working population to support the dependent population. The elderly, in particular, require special services and often an increased level of healthcare as they get older. The growth in this area means that more need for services in this area, particularly things like care homes, Meals on Wheels, and warden assisted homes. And it seems that it's likely that resources that were once used for the young may transfer to the old. For example, youth clubs, schools with falling roles, and children's hospital walls may be closed to fund newer services for the old. In LEDCs, the problem is more to do with more and more people, as there is a population explosion. Countries such as Bangladesh and Nigeria still have very high birth rates, and it will take a long time for the growth to slow down. With such large numbers of young people in the population, even limiting couples to one child would still mean a huge population growth for many years to come. So their issues can be defined as shortages of resources, such as food and raw materials, unemployment and underemployment. That obviously leads to a lack of money for basic healthcare and schooling. There also might be issues with crime, political coups and unrest, and huge debts to MEDCs. And overall, LEDCs, because of their increasing population, would possibly have a lower living standard. We'll be looking at this in more detail, and particularly how the countries can actually respond to these challenges in lessons in due course.